Now, Kate, I hear you've got news about palm oil.
Yeah, so an international group of scientists in Malaysia and America have worked out a full genome map of the oil palm. Now, this is really important because palm oil, which comes from this, makes up 45% of edible vegetable oil worldwide. So if you pop down the supermarket, it's in everything. Bread, chocolate, cereal, margarine, pretty much everything. Now, the problem with this is that our increase in demand for palm oil means that a lot of countries are digging up their peat rainforest to make room for the crops. So experts are predicting that 98% of Indonesia's peat rainforest will be gone as a result of this by 2022. So it's in our interest to increase the yield of the oil palm as much as we possibly can to limit the amount of space we need to grow it in. Now, this full genome map has actually unveiled one particular gene, which they've named Shell, which regulates how much oil we can get out of the oil palm fruit. Now, this essentially correlates to the thickness of the shell around it. Now, we know that there's a particular type of oil palm, which we call Temara, which has a very thin shell and so therefore more oil. And this Temara plant has one mutant version of this Shell gene and one normal version. Now, we've always known this, but currently it takes us 6 years to work out which one of those plants have the high yield in this Temara type or not. So this genetic test will allow us to sift through saplings a lot quicker, pick out the ones with only the high yields, and hopefully increase the yield by 30% and reduce the amount of rainforest that we're using up.
That sounds brilliant, but wouldn't we then just be making palm more profitable? So wouldn't people want to plant it even more?
Well, part of the problem is that at the moment, if you're a consumer who doesn't want to use something that's been grown on rainforest land, it doesn't actually tell you whether it contains palm oil or not. It just says vegetable oil. Now, that's going to change in a couple of year times when EU regulations come in. But at the moment, if you're heading down the supermarket and you want to know the difference, there's actually a website called the Rainforest Foundation UK, and they've got lists of all the different products that are in most major supermarkets, and they've ranked them by how much palm oil is in them. So that's a really useful way to go in, find out and think, if you don't want to be buying stuff with palm oil in it, how to judge which ones to buy.
Brilliant. So we can all try and eat more ethical chocolate. Always good. You can find out more information, including the references to the papers we've discussed, on our website at thenakedscientist.com/news.